Everyone saw that the Avodah Zarah was batal. Mabata, what does it mean to the castor?
That's my wife's name. My name is like her name. My wife's
name is like her. This Gemara is part of a long chain. A long chain of a pattern which reaches back into the very origins of creation. This is also, you know, this mamish, there's a yisoid here in this Gemara. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he chose to create the world in the present state. He created an Adam, created Chava, and Adam is supposed to unite with Chava. And then they produce Paris. Then they produce Paris. The first mitzvah in the Torah is Ellie, what's the first mitzvah in the Torah?
First one.
Pru means I want you to produce fruits. If it's the first mitzvah, so it's obviously a primary mitzvah. Because God shows us the first one. It's a primary mitzvah. I want you to produce fruits. God did it. He obviously wanted that. He wants Adam and Chava to produce fruits. God could have created one person, and that one person would have done whatever God wanted. Why does God need more people? Have one person. Does it make a difference to God if there's 6 billion people, if there's one person? God wants someone that's going to choose, and God wants to reward him for his proper choices. It doesn't make the numbers up. God wants Paris. There's a number of angles to address this. Pasuk says, what are pears? What are pears? What are they? Fruits. What are pears? The Pasuk says, Akin Yazav Adam is Abavis. Imai v'davak v'ishtai v'hayu l'bas echad. The guy forsakes his father and his mother. He forms a bond with his wife. V'hayu l'bas echad, to become one basar, one flesh. And the Ramban says, how do husband and wife become one flesh? Because when they have a child, they're two fleshes. His husband flesh and his wife flesh. So how do they become one flesh? Because when they have a child, the child has both, the father and the mother. So that's, you know, in the child is the father and mother together in one flesh. So you see what a peiri is that it takes all the things that contribute, and they're all consolidated in one thing. this is true of a fruit also. You know, there's nutrients in the ground and nourishment that goes to the tree and the sap, and it wells up and it culminates in the pain. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava, and like all versions of Chazal, Adam and Chava were attached to each other at one time. There's different versions of how, but Hashem created one, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu operated, and then he made two, and then they come together again, they have a child, and they're back to one again. The purpose of the world is to start out as one, go away from one, and come back to being one. That's exactly what it means. You start out, just like the original, the first man, him and his wife are one.
So people are born as one with their wife,
and they leave? Yes. They're born apart from their wife, and they have to come back.
But when were they ever with their wife before?
Well, the Manishamas.
Manishamas? Before they were born?
Yeah. And then when they put into two separate girls.
So that's like the definition of like a Basharit. Like.
Yeah, so it's exactly that. The Gemara calls a Basharit a woman, you know, an Aveda. And the husband is the one that's looking for what he lost. It comes down into this world to find what he lost. When he finds it, so then it goes back to the So that's the Yesod HaPeres. Why does Hashem do this? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take everything in this world and bring it all under, you know, one umbrella. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one God. Anyone that's under HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one unit under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One big family. Everyone has a unique job. And that ties up with, you know, the Gemara before. We talked about the grindstone. The Mashiach is like a grindstone, and he grinds up the mitzvahs. We explained a little about it. It wasn't meant to grind up mitzvahs, because mitzvahs are very big, and not everyone could, not everyone was suggled to be able to do all the mitzvahs completely. So Hashem, so therefore, wants us to have a lot of children, a lot of parents. And if we have a lot of children, and everyone, all of our children and grandchildren, all the descendants, they take it upon themselves to perfect the mitzvahs. So even though if a person fails, somebody fails, he didn't, you know, do a complete mitzvah, but there could be a part that he left out, his grandchild will do it. Yeah, his grandchild will do the same mitzvah, and he'll, that one thing that the grandfather was missing, or the cousin, or the first cousin twice removed, but, you know, it's the sight of having a lot of children, is also to be one, because if you have a lot of children, then the chances are that between everyone all together, you're going to complete every single aspect of the Torah.
Rabbi Perkeldo, it kind of has to do with it, but not so much, that like also when somebody's sick, if there's a lot of people praying for him, and then like he dies, those prayers could be used. I mean, it doesn't really have to do with what we're talking about, it's just one.
It's related because there's a connection between everyone and Christ.
Right, and those prayers could be used later on to help somebody else, like his children or...
It is related.
It's related,
it's
but...
It's very related.
Alright.
It is related. And everything, you know, everything in this world follows this pattern. There's a father, there's a mother, and then there's an offspring. And it works that way in things that are not so grounded. And you have chokhmah, you have some wisdom, and then you take the chokhmah and you say, well, if that's true, so then, you know, if ABC is true, then that leads me to XYZ being true, right? And then you take those two facts together, and that gives birth to a third thing. It works that way with wisdom also. That's our favorite marshal. Fire is hot. Fire burns. Fire is hot, so then the electric range, even though it's not fire, but it's probably also hot. It's probably also going to burn. And then someone touches the electric range and burns himself. That's the baby. So everything in this world is father, mother, and child. So that's who said the oil. Kadosh Baruch is the father. You know, like, what does the father do? He gives off. What does the mother do? She takes. Then she gives birth based on what she takes. Kadosh Baruch is the father, he gives. All that Hashem does is give. Hashem doesn't take. He's a zakah. All he does is give. And all we do is take. We're in a cave.
Is that how we know he's a zakah?
So that's what Zachar means. Zachar means a mashpia.
So how do we know he is a Zachar?
There's no Zachar, because he's not male.
He's
just a nice. He's a nice thing. He's a nice thing. He gives and he doesn't receive.
Yeah.
And we receive and we don't give, so we're in the cave. And then when we take what Hashem gives us, he gives us so much. And we do something with it. Hopefully a mitzvah, chesed.
Yeah.
Then that takes us to the next stage. That we make the world into a better place, and we make ourselves into better people. That's the baby. You see that this pattern It's universal, it follows. Zakka and the cave of baby, Zakka. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia, Hashem shines his wisdom on someone, enables a person to stag in learning. And he, the person receives it, and then he goes higher and higher and higher until he gets prophecy. The father, Hashem, the mother, the Chacham, and then the Navi is the baby. It's a product. It's how it gives birth. In many ways, I mean, the truth is, on this metaphor, a person gives birth to himself. The Gemara makes a drasha from the words Vasisam Oisam. He's supposed to make them that somebody's Oisim Batarish Ki Ilo Asa Satsma. You're really giving birth to yourself. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, you receive, and then something new comes out of it. I just seen these enough examples, as you said. By Kirkus Hara, by the Kirkus of evil, I'll give you an example. Klaiso worship the eagle. Klaiso worship the eagle, the golden calf. And Moshe says, you know, what'd you do? How'd you do this? How could you have done such a thing? They said, you don't understand, Moshe. Moshe, this is what happened. We're in the desert. There's no food. There's no water. No nothing. We don't know our way. We have no, what do you call it? MapQuest, voice actuated software.
There's no compass.
The talking thing in the car, the annoying GPS.
Navigation system.
GPS. No, nothing. We're a bunch of dead ducks. And our whole lifeline, is you, Moshe. You disappeared. You said you're going to come back in 40 days. You didn't come back in 40 days. And then we saw a vision. Everyone's crying in Shemayim. And the sun turns off in the middle of the day. And then we see you flying around in the bed, dead. Yeah, what do you want from us? And then all of a sudden, you know, there's a group of people, you know, the Erevrab, the converts that came out of Egypt. They start cooking up gold. And out of the golden pot jumps a golden statue. It jumps out. Gold doesn't jump out.
Nice.
Sort of.
But they wanted Aaron to sculpt it.
Yeah, but he put the gold in and it jumped out. Aaron did not sculpt it. Aaron told it he'll take his time. It takes time to sculpt it.
Yeah.
As soon as the gold went in, it jumped out. And then it started talking. And it started saying, "Anoichi Hashem Malakecha, Hashem Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim." I said, "Moshe, what do you want from us?" So the kasha is, how does this thing do that? It's really not fair. It's just not fair. Like, what do you? I mean, it seems like Hashem is testing them with something which is beyond their.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. We hope not.
Only Hashem knows.
Maybe,
yeah,
I know.
We hope not.
It was
most in place of
motion. But the thing was talking. The thing was dancing. Was jumping around. And how'd the thing do that? Where does Ra get such a kind? Comes alive? Create life? You're creating life. You're taking an inanimate object and you're breathing life into it. And it talks. And speech is a sign of intelligence.
Yeah.
And Aaron gets the blame for it. Aaron made the eagle, but he never made the eagle. He was planning on making the
eagle. Aaron did the blame for it?
Yes. He lost two kids because of it. Nadav and Avihu died because Aaron made the eagle. Yeah, he didn't make the eagle.
With
the fire. But he didn't make the eagle. He might have been planning on making the eagle. He didn't make the eagle. He made the eagle. They put the gold in and jumped out. Why does he die?
It's like saying the same thing. You throw a baby down a roof off a thing.
Somebody else kills it.
And then
you put the arm on a spear.
Who killed it?
Yeah, but here Aaron didn't do anything. He didn't throw the baby off the roof. He didn't do the spear.
But apparently he did.
He said, bring gold.
Maybe for his Madriga he shouldn't have done
that. The morale explains.
How should he have gotten out of it?
The morale explains.
What's the answer?
Morale explains.
Yeah.
Kadosh Baruch Hu created, Kadosh Baruch Hu breathed life into things. Our neshama that we have is from a creator that gives life. And if our neshamas are created, it gives life. Then we're going to have, you know, you have the same abilities as where you came from. From neshamas from Hashem, and Hashem could create life. So we, being that we are that neshama, could also create life.
But, question. How is Aaron, he got punished for that, obviously.
I'll explain why, but
it
means that, you know, and the
how height, to get out of it.
The more a person is in touch with tshuva, the more a person is in touch with that part of himself, so the more he has the ability of his creator to create life. I'll give you an example. You've heard this, you know. A guy does a mitzvah, he creates a malach, and that malach helps him along in life. It helps him do more mitzvahs. Okay, because someone does an aveira, he creates a and that helps him along to do more aveiras. You heard a mitzvah geras mitzvah, aveira geras aveira.
Yeah.
Habalutayir messiah life, habalutame paiskun life. Somebody, you know, somebody wants to do something tar, they help him. So Mashan Makla says, who is they? God is singular. Why is say someone that comes to purify, they help him? Because a guy wants to do something tahar, just by wanting to do it, he creates malachim. And those malachim which he creates, they help him. Do you know how? You know why this calf?
So
was, do you know why this calf came to life? I was able to talk? Because the greatest person in the whole entire world was Aaron. He was just the greatest Moshe. Aaron is as close to God as any human being can get. As close to God as any human being can get. His neshama is on a level that his neshama is his life. And and someone who possesses a neshama of Aaron could instill life. By Aaron's intent, his declared intent to build an eagle, he is the one that, his, you know, by saying that, his neshama brought life to a statue of gold. Aaron was the one that brought the statue alive. He made the eagle.
So
you have the powers of evil. Okay?
Yeah.
Hashem created powers of evil. And, you know, they spread, you know, the powers of evil. That is, there's a presence of evil, a nature of evil in the world. It's in every one of us. We all know about this. That's the Father. Then you have Aaron, that he took, you know, he took that nature of evil and he made contact with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the calf, which is the child, and gave birth to the calf. Father, mother, child. You see that? So it works in Devarim.
So he should have done tshuva after he did it, right?
He did tshuva, and Baruch Hashem, Aaron's in Gan Eden.
Okay, but his kids are still dead.
Yeah, but death is not the worst thing that could happen to someone.
Okay, but it's still a punishment.
It is a punishment. He was punished. After the punishment, he did tshuva.
After the punishment?
Sometimes tshuva is not enough. You need tshuva and tragedy. It's tragic.
Mm-hmm.
None of an aviyah were greater than Moshe and Aaron.
Yeah?
Yes. Moshe said that. Moshe himself said that. So Bekrovei HaKadosh, that they were closer
to be greater, or they were greater?
Moshe said that Bekrovei HaKadosh, that they were closer to God than him and Aaron.
Because they were Kohanim, maybe.
They were Kohanim. They were the Kohanim. So now let's get back to our Gemara. Shalom. We'll get back. It's okay.
That's
I don't mind if Rabbi hears that he's the most wonderful person in the whole world.
And it be said for prosperity.
I'll yell it from the rooftops. I'll hurl it. I'll proclaim it from coast to, now from sea to shining sea. Proclaim liberty throughout the land. E pluribus unum. I'll tell you a little bit of secret advice, sir. Nebuchadnezzar's statue also talked. He made a golden statue. He made a statue. It looked like him.
It's like Abraham Lincoln.
Right. And you know what it said? Do you want to know what it said?
I'll
give you one guess what the... Anoichi Hashem l'kech asher etzitzich
v'ret
v'tzayim. What? Anoichi Hashem l'kech asher...
What about that?
Nebuchadnezzar's statue spoke.
Oh.
They said the exact same words that the eagle said in the desert.
Yeah. What's this, Zohar?
No. The statue's book. It means that, you know, he reconstructed the head of eagle. He took, you know, this evil in the world.
Yeah.
And Nebuchadnezzar was able to channel the evil and bring life to a statue.
What Aaron done instead of doing the making the eagle?
What should Aaron done?
Hard to prevent from doing it. Getting killed?
Do nothing. Getting killed. Do nothing.
Yeah. Because the other one died.
Poor. Okay, so he has to die. There's... The Torah obligates a person to give up his life rather than transgress an avera of such magnitude. Aaron knew that, that there was a danger of Avodah Zarah. He didn't want Klal Yisrael to have on their hands that they murdered a Navi and a Kayin. So if Klal Yisrael would murder him, he wasn't afraid of dying. He was afraid of Klal Yisrael adding to the pile the Avera of murdering Aaron and a Kayin. His concern was for Klal Yisrael. So he gave up his own life. He almost lost everything in order to save Klal Yisrael. It's the ultimate self-sacrifice. So you have to understand that if there's everything works with father, mother, child. When Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah went into the fire and came out, and it toppled over. Yeah?
Where?
When Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah went into the fire.
Who is this?
Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The times of Nebuchadnezzar, he threw them into a fire because they didn't bow down to the idol.
Okay.
It means before they went in, there was a very strong masculine entity. You know, it means a very strong power of evil in the world. But this power was aggressive and proactive, and it has the ability of affecting people. Because it has the ability of taking people, turning them into women, making an impact on their lives. You know, that's what a man does to a lady. He puts an impression on the woman.
Yeah.
He puts his impression on the woman. He makes an impact on her. He changes her. He makes her into someone that she's, you know, she receives what he has to give. And then she gives birth to something which is formed from what he gave her. And evil
goes on, yeah.
Evil, there's a very strong presence of evil in the world that affects people. It changes them, and it causes them to do things in the image of the evil. And this is simple evil, you know, Pashat elementary,
yeah.
Evil 101, you know.
Yeah.
When they went into the fire, and the fire didn't burn them, they came out. So then they literally castrated the power of evil. Because there was no more, people saw that there was no more
godless to it,
right. It no longer had the ability of impregnating, of putting its form on people, impregnating them. But they took away the kayach ha'hilada, the power of bringing payers into the world from the kayach ha'ra.
What was Nebuchadnezzar able to do?
What was he trying to do?
What was he able to do? The kishaf.
Kishuf?
Whatever it was
laughing at Ashley's speech.
Oh yeah?
What next?
It's funny.
What's
over
your house?
I'll take one.
You don't
have
any pictures
of me? So are you I've got a supper with Rebbe and Ariel's camera.
You want to sit?
Oh, I didn't bring you lunch.
No, any pictures of me?
I had none of mine. I'm going to get
one. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's a good bread.
No, because I was in my house.
I know, but I wasn't.
So you should have been there.
How was I going to get a
big fish today?
Don't think of it that way. Think of it as whenever you could.
I know, but I was there, and then nothing was really happening.
Fish today.
In my house?
when I got there.
What did you get
there?
I got there like 2:45.
What you call it?
I don't go to
you were at my house at 2:45?
You see?
You were at my house.
That's right, and I went over and Remy got up and gave me a big hug. There were guys there.
He used to serve for supper all the time. All the time. Quite a bit.
Two beautiful pieces of
Then they haven't seen it so much. You bench it for the bread?
What?
You bench it?
When?
For the bread, no?
When? Oh, yeah.
You need to tell me, do you remember how
you?
Do you remember that smidge of the sun?
Yes.
Do
you
have an SD card?
What? Yeah.
It's in here?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything to hear in the way.
Lots of work out.
Weasel. Shouldn't be funny. Drinking a beer. Who's that? It's Kalman. Yeah, that's Yo Kalman.
That's Kalman.
That's Yo Kalman. His name is Yo Kalman. Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
That's it. There we go again. Very nice.
I'm gonna get pictures of Revy. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried.
Revy would like the...
I'm not worried. I'm not worried. Not at all worried.
He's not really worried. Ellie was taping this whole time. He's thinking like that.
What?
You're still taping though. You.
I don't care.
You're taping.
I'm not selling these. It's not like I'm making shiurim.
Maybe we can end up getting the
I love fish.
Yeah, we gotta learn some. We gotta learn some maize, right?
I don't love fish. I'm confusing you.
Tomorrow we have a shiur. Thursday we have a shiur. Sunday maybe, and Monday's a test.
A test on Monday.
A test.
Is Monday the test?
Esther.
Are you almost finished Esther?
No, but we're gonna have to rush it up. Mm-hmm.